can see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book.
It's going by the book. Welcome to the Watching for Jesus program. My name is Thomas Gamble. I am the host of this program, and welcome. It's beginning first part of the week. A lot of news, a lot of things going on behind the scenes. We'll talk about that today, a little bit for the next 2 hours. I'll enlighten you of the events that's taking place, some of the major ones, and what's really going on behind the scenes as far as what they're holding back. It's just, you know, once you study the New World Order, and you understand their agenda. And it's not hard, really. It's just to understand the 21 plans of the Illuminati. They have them out there for you to research and study. And they're out there. But right now, they're coming to a major step. They've got their minions out, hitting the airwaves, hitting the Facebook, hitting the YouTube. They're trying to stifle, put down the King James Bible. Now, I find that very interesting. Why just the King James Bible? Why isn't it just like every other Bible? Right? That's what they say. Is it not just one, just another version that everybody likes? But, oh, you got to read the Hebrew. Oh, you do. You got to read the Greek. If you read the originals, this is something that's stamped in their head, brainwashed at these Jesuit murdering schools they have. You heard me right. And they are murderers. If you look up the Jesuit oath, blood oath that the Jesuits take, it's as bad or worse than the Freemason oath. The idea is to warn the Freemasons of the organization you're really involved in. You got to look at it because they're going to take you down and hard. Well, the Jesuits are worse. They're trained to be murderers, literally, by their oath that's cataloged in the Library of Congress. It is documented. Their oath is absolutely horrific. It's almost barbaric. They're educated, like the Calvinists, just another cult group, but these guys are serious. They are serious. The Calvinists is just another branch of it, a watered-down version of the Jesuits. Same thing for the other theological organizations that's connected to the Illuminati. They're all connected. Councils, committees, and it's documented. That's the thing about it. Not speculation. It is like a web of deceit. And you try to explain it to people, they just don't run away, get mad at you, or block you, or whatever, they unfriend you, or I don't know what. But family, you're trying to warn people. When you try to warn them, and it goes against what we've been taught all our lives, then it's like you're departing a loved one, one that's died in your life, your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, husband, wife, whatever. And it's the same steps you go through. I'm not going to go through the steps today, but grieving. It's the same thing you go through because it's a basis of what you've been lived, what you've been brought up to understand in your world, your education for 12 years. Going to church forever, how long if you did, or not. But the education, yeah. Well, it's not correct, and it's provable. The evidence is clear. They control in the religious groups, literally, in the same agenda items. Each one's assigned a different direction, different goals, but they're all part of the Illuminati. And it includes the World Council of Churches, National Council of Churches, the World Parliament of Religions, the New Age Movement. They all work together. Unity Church, Unitarian, Universalist Church. Universalism was created by Swedenborg, 18th century. He's known as the man who spoke with angels. And he says, confirms that all the angels do, and he's talking about the fallen angels that today are considered aliens or ascended masters, that all they do is lie. Now, this is from a man who spoke with angels. Look up Swedenborg. But he's a universalist also. The Baha'i, the Temple of Understanding, the Vatican, the entire Vatican. And they are imploding. It's a fact. I'll talk about that this week. You Roman Catholics, I'm telling you, they got a re-spiritualization of your church coming. If you would actually, really, take the time, 5 minutes, 10 maybe, at the most, depends how quick your fingers are, to look up Teilhard, T-E-I-L-H-A-R-D, Teilhard, D-E, Chardin, C-H-A-R-D-I-N. He's a Jesuit priest of high standing. He is dead, but during his life, he was called the father of the New Age movement. He followed up with Helena Blavatsky's New Age movement. New Age movement is the ancient mystery schools of religion before Roman Catholicism. Roman Catholicism covered over like an umbrella the ancient mystery schools of religion or the occult, beginning in 325 AD under Constantine. This is a fact. This is not speculation. Your Jesuits won't tell you that. They murdered Alberto Rivera when he went public. They murdered John Todd. The Jesuits, according to Abraham Lincoln in his own quote from his own diary, confirmed the Jesuits were responsible for the Civil War, keeping us in check by putting the French on one side in the South and the Germans on the other, keep us in check to make sure we fought and killed each other. About 500,000 deaths. This is caused by the Jesuits. Jesuits are not Jews. Do I have to explain that one? Christian identity. Someone needs to explain it to you. Christian identity. Because you're all being lied to by all your preachers, your pastors, are lying to you. They're vermin. Total evil. Preaching against the word of God, pretending to speak for God, and they're absolutely not. Twisting the word of God like a pretzel. The Vatican is going to implode as you see it being set up now. When it implodes and then explodes, whatever plode it is, Catholics are going to be lost. And what will emerge is what's called a re-spiritualization. And they will then go back to the New Age movement under Christ consciousness. We're all one in the same religion. We're all of the same God and so forth. They ain't what the Bible says. That's why they're going to re-spiritualize it. But first, there must be a chaotic event to occur. It's coming. All that I'm telling you now is documented. Al-Qaeda, ISIS, ISIS, all your terrorist groups, Islam was created by the Vatican in the 6th century. So in other words, in the 5th century before, all the way back, there was no such thing as Islam. It didn't exist. They didn't have a religion. All they had was ancient mystery schools. You know where that came from? Nimrod. Third generation after Noah. Nimrod was channeled. Nimrod was given the precepts for alchemy, Freemasonry, and the ancient mystery schools like Zoroastrianism, Shamanism, Mithraism, all these occultic type religions. And those that rejected the occultic type religions, the Bedouins, the Europeans, whoever, they formed a religion that they would accept, and it's called Roman Catholicism at the Council of Nicaea in 325 AD. Because the killing of Christians in the Colosseums wasn't going so well for the Romans. You see, oh yeah, remember that? People were converting in the stands because they were amazed at the Christians who would die but still praise to their Lord. So you start having conversions and unsettling change of behavior in the Romans, watching this for centuries, how the Christians were dying out there still praise their God. We want some of that. You know, they even had a Roman leader, the one that was in charge of feeding, and I forget the name of him, but he was in charge in Rome of feeding the Christians to the lions into the Colosseum. One day he just said, that's it. He took his armor off and said, I'm joining them. I want that God too. So they had to find a way. Satan had to find a way. The Romans had to find a way to stop it, because it was working against them. Imagine that, huh? So they came up with Roman Catholicism, 313 A.D., Constantine. They didn't stop it immediately, but sometime it still continued after 325 A.D. to killing Christians, but then they stopped it eventually, and they gave freedom to the Christians, and Constantine erroneously said, I am Christian. No, he wasn't. He's a pagan. So he created Christianity, which is not about Jesus at all. It's a lukewarm, watered-down version of the truth of the gospel. That's why they've tried to hide the King James Bible. Specifically, it's all the same. That's why you had the Dark Ages, because the true Word of God, the transcripts and the manuscripts, scrolls, whatever was kept, sent from Antioch, Syria to the Alps over throughout the Dark Ages. That's why they called it the Dark Ages, because God's Word, true Word, which was not contained in the Douay-Rheims Roman Catholic Bible at all, as a corrupted version coming from Origen. Origen, a Greek philosopher in the 3rd century. He created, putting things together, the Apocrypha, the Septuagint, basis for the Douay-Rheims, all the corrupted Bibles. While the King James documents that were later to become the King James, but not yet the King James, of course, but the scrolls and manuscripts contained, hidden throughout the Dark Ages, hundreds of years, finally brought out in 1604. And so, that's what happened, and they collected them all. See, the King James Bible, coming from the manuscripts and scrolls, is the only one that collected 98% of the copies of the originals that were perfectly transcribed. Perfectly. Separate stream of translation completely. So to finish up, you say, well, how did you include Al-Qaeda, terrorist group, in with the religious group? Because they are the radical side of Islam. To destroy Islam from the center, from the middle, just like Zionism is to destroy the Jews. Just like your radical Christianity, like Westboro Baptist Church, Steve Anderson, all these kind of people, KKK and all these, Christian Identity, radical, to destroy Christians from the middle, from the center, the inside, out. They always create a radical preacher, group, movement, or whatever to destroy from the inside, like a cancer. That's what Al-Qaeda is about. Al-Qaeda, CIA, confirmation that's virtually irrefutable. That's why it's included. Theosophical Society, the Nation of Islam, Hamas and Hezbollah, controlled by the Illuminati. for the dialectic they perform and use. We're going to start, dedicate the broadcast as I do. And got a lot to tell y'all today. We'll cover it. Some of the things people aren't going to like to hear, but I can't help that. I do ask you to challenge everything I say. If you find out I'm wrong, please tell me. I'll change it in a heartbeat if I'm wrong in some way. But I do exhaustive research. And I don't belong to anybody except Jesus. That's it. I don't get into all this patriotic mumbo jumbo and all this stuff because there were not going to be a flag in heaven. You're not going to have one. He's not going to separate the countries in heaven. It's individuals who accepted Jesus Christ as Savior. People keep forgetting that. You're going to go against Jesus when he says, we're all one the same. Glad you all took me as your Savior, but we're not going to have a flag. Are you going to reject him then? Oh, you better not. Of course, he's going to know about that already, and you won't make it. Because Jesus Christ is no respecter of persons. Look it up, what he says about that. Jews, Gentiles, the same. No preference for anybody except those, the wheat and the tares. Wheat and the tares, the ones that accept him as their Savior, and the ones that don't. That's it. And it's a matter of choice. Choose as you like. But I sure would want to spend eternity in hell. Because hell is real. It is real. And it begins the day you die. No matter when it is. You don't just hang around for 3 days haunting Starbucks or some old house you didn't like before. There's no such thing as a human ghost. These are demons that do the haunting, the weird things, and so forth. There's no aliens. There's no ascended masters. No ghosts. They're all demons or fallen angels. End of story. Anyway. And all this action could be actually supported by Bible and science. Anyway, dedicate the broadcast. Let's get moving. Lord, thank you today for bringing us together. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Lord, we call upon you to guide us today, guide us this week. Lord, and spread the blood of Jesus around us. As Father, we pray, we lift you up. This is to glorify you, Lord, and Father, to give us that knowledge and wisdom, discernment, and to keep us remained humble, convicted if we fall away, that Father, you'll keep us straight. Father, hear our prayers as we lift up to you our brethren, those that have been sick, those, Father, we prayed for in the past that have families that separated and divided, that Father, bring them together. And by using divine appointments, Lord, that those that's lost, and Father, you'll bring them back home. Lord, we pray for our veterans. And Lord, to override, using the Holy Spirit, Father, to render null and void the effects of those psychotropic drugs, those voices in the head that, Father, are called by technology. Father, we know the attack upon our veterans. We know the attack on the world citizenry that, Lord, it's all about bringing in this satanic new world order. That Father, under the banner of peace, that Father, to expose this big lie. Lord, to expose those fallen angels of who they really are, the demons that they pretend to be, or that they are, that, Lord, they pretend to be human, but Father, to expose them for who and what they really are. Father, we pray for all those children that's being abducted, for these wicked sacrifices and Satanists and all these and all the like, that, Father, you'll expose these evil within the governments, within the secret societies, to expose who they are. And, Father, protect the children. Let them escape. Find some ways to escape. And some of them, Lord, that, and those that are not, that, Father, you bring them to your bosom back in the new kingdom. Father, we pray for discernment and wisdom all this week, that, Lord, you'll guide us in the truth. Expose the lies and deception. And Father, bless those who worship you. Bless those. Answer prayers of those who pray. Father, for those that have unforgiven sins, that Lord, you remind us of what those are. And Father, we can bring them before you on the cross to be dead in Christ and alive. These things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I'm just going to continue on here. Again, I very seldom use a script of any kind. In my of the many years I've been broadcasting now. But it's all been the same from the time I started till today. Is I just go with the flow on my broadcast. I don't take calls. I seldom now have guests at all. I used to have guests in a couple of the networks, but I just, you know, when you get people on there that have an agenda, I just can't be silent. I gotta say, well, wait a minute. You know, I may not be the best thing. I should have guests and all that, but it's never worked out too well. And chat room, you got people come in from the outside that attack people in the chat. They get tired of that too. Man, leave my people alone. Man, when they come on the chat, now there's people that will disagree. That's okay. That's fine. But you have people go into attack. You have COINTELPRO. You have those in the Freemasonry at the highest level. You got folks that from these cult groups that come in and try to cause people to fight each other in the chat. It's really distracting, actually. And you get phone calls, people calling in, and you spend 15, 20 minutes, you know, when you could be talking about the truth and not being distracted or being attacked. And just family don't have time to play around. So I just talk for 2 hours. But I do the best I can to make it interesting. But never take one person's word for anything. You do your own research. You do it. Don't rely on someone else, a third party, TV, radio, novel, got books, 50 of them, means nothing. It means absolutely nothing. Harvard professor, Dr. Benatz, he has this, he has that. Who cares? They're also humanists. Immediately, that invalidates any book they could write. I'm not going to cover all the quotes I've covered before in the past, but it is a fact. Now, if someone emails me and say, I want to hear it, well, I can do that. But I have the quotes, dates, names that confirm from their own mouths that every public school in America, literally every public school, public education in America, bar none, are schools of humanism. Freemasonry controls them perfectly. The teachers are taught to corrupt the children's thinking. Secretly, that you all parents don't know about. While you all are working, the teachers, in fear of their job, carry through. And I'm going to prove it right here. I will do a proof for you. That's an outrageous claim, but I will give you proof. Let me ask you, and look it up as I speak. Pull up another window on your computer. Have two windows going on. And when I say something outrageous, right then, right there, research it, and it'll take you 5 seconds. Well, I don't like the internet, Scott. Really? Well, then you might as well get rid of your internet and your libraries then, because that's where they do the research. So don't give me that nonsense. You got that from the internet? Yeah. Well, your kid uses the internet when he goes to college, state, or USC, or Harvard. They use the internet, so that means what? Don't give me that nonsense. You have to discern what's from a tabloid internet service or what's from a legitimate, and never use less than 3 sources. Dr. Chester M. Pierce, medical doctor from Harvard University. Does that work for you? Well, he actually addressed in a conference 2,000 teachers at one time with a microphone. standing up in front of them speaking in Denver, Colorado in 1973. And this quote summarizes the attitude of the highest level educators throughout the United States and Europe too, by the way, but primarily the United States, beginning in the year 1945, was a major attack on the minds. Oh yeah, including us baby boomers. It actually started in 1908. John Dewey. So you look up John Dewey, put a plus sign there, and then put Father of American Education, and put humanist. You got it. And he is, was, dead, like Horace Mann. Evil to the absolute core. And he had a lot of to what to do with the extraterrestrial hoaxes planned to take place when technology had achieved its highest level yet to happen. John Dewey was a part of that planning in 1917. The extraterrestrial hoax is coming. Well, anyway, that's a little bit of a rabbit hole, but Chester Pierce addressed 2,000 teachers, and this addressing, what he says here, is completely representative of all the educators and the secret behind the veil of education, of what's going on in your schools today. And I quote Chester Pierce of Harvard, speaking to 2,000 teachers at one time, Denver, Colorado, 1973. And he said to these teachers, I quote, "Every child in America entering school to age of 5 is mentally ill because he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in a supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. It's up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the international children of the future." Unquote. Now that's representative of every member of the Council of Foreign Relations at work in education. Now, look at that. Listen to that again. I don't want to say the whole thing, but every child in America, he says, entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill because he comes to school with allegiances toward our founding fathers, etc. Wait a minute. If you've read that quote before in researching it, has it dawned on you what he's really saying? They enter school at the age of 5 with all this going on when they at 5 years old? What did the mother do the first 4 years? Teach the child homeschooling to be allegiant to your country? The child doesn't even know what you're saying. So how can he say that children entering school at the age of 5 has all these attributes? How's that possible? Unless, of course, he's talking about the parents who have these attributes, passing it on to their children, because they come from 1945 time frame into the baby boomers, 1950. And before that, you were taught, your grandmother, great-grandmother, some of you, your mother, before 1950s, 1960s, they were taught to be sovereign, patriotism. They were taught about a belief in the supernatural being. That was normal. Elected officials, you trust them. Teachers, you trust them. You have an allegiance toward our founding fathers. Our founding fathers were a bunch of deists is what they were. Majority of them were Freemasons. But they don't tell you that in reality. But of course, now they are. There's a reason why they're doing it now. It's to manipulate a culture. Well, before all that, this sovereignty and belief in the supernatural being and the sovereignty of the nation and all that was passed on up to 1945, 1950. So you had your baby boomers now running into the 1960s. They were going to be parents. And in 1945, 1950 was the time that Tavistock, the behavioral think tank in London, had planned the destruction of the United States, Canada, and all the rest of the places. But to infect education, primarily, to start the corrupting of the minds, getting ready for the 1980s, 1990s. little by little chipping away at all these things I mentioned. In 1948 to 1953, 20 years before that, they laid the groundwork. Chester Pierce is simply in 1970s, like, what? Oh, about 30 years later, it's just following up. That's all he's doing. Because in the 1930s, 1940, let's see, here we go. 48 to 53, brought Chisholm, who's director of the United Nations World Health Organization, 1948 to 1953, 30 years before Chester Pierce was talking about this. He said, and this slam dunks it, quote, "To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas," unquote. That works perfectly. 1945 to 1973, that was what they set forth to do. And I have it in quotes, dates, times, places, documented. You see? That's virtually irrefutable. When are people going to realize this? When you guys up there in the Pentagon, when you guys up there, you so-called Joint Chief of Staff, kind of wonder where y'all get the name Joint Chief, you understand? Chief of Staff, Chief Joints up there. Because you're members of the Council of Foreign Relations, and you know that the Knights of Malta, which a lot of your generals are members of, take the same oath as the Jesuits. That you're responsible for the murder and the death of all our soldiers. Because you work with the Council of Foreign Relations. You work with the murderers of our children that go to combat. You are the enemy because you support them. I have evidence of that. I just don't make these claims for nothing. I don't play around. 1950. In 1950, the Chicago Tribune editorial, December the 9th, 1950. Carol Quigley, Tragedy and Hope, page 92, you'll find it. Or just find a microfiche. I don't mean a minnow either. A microfiche of the Chicago Tribune, if you can find one, editorial, December the 9th, 1950. The article came out, and it blamed the Council on Foreign Relations for our ill-advised entry into the first police action. The Korean War was created to exalt and bring into motion the communist so-called fictitious alternate enemy, communism, controlled by the Vatican. That's a fact. So after World War II is over, the fictitious enemy of Nazism, fascism, created by the Vatican, 1850s, I give the names, dates, people, how they did it. Karl Ritter, Frank Nietzsche, Karl Marx, Clinton Roosevelt, Manzini, they all created the necessary conditions and isms, except the 20th century world wars. Well, after World War II, they needed another enemy, and it was communism, set up just like everything else. So they needed Korea to set it up. They had to make sure that we didn't win. Family, this is absolutely criminal, what the Illuminati, the Vatican, has done. It said that article, and I quote the article, the parts of it that I want you, that you can hear, and you can read the rest of it. Quote, "The members of the council," that's called the foreign relations, "the members of the council should look at their hands. There's blood on them. The dried blood of the last war, World War II, and the fresh blood of the present one, the Korean War, unquote. And to make sure that the communists remain in power in North Korea after they set it up, State Department, our U.S. State Department, my orders of the Vatican, just like the Vatican ordered that coward Truman to drop those 8 bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki for satanic sacrifices, Japanese were surrendering. And they murdered all those Japanese in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. It wasn't America. It's just the Luciferians in the government politics that kowtowed to the Vatican. The Vatican kowtowed to the Illuminati. Illuminati, Roman, German, Italian. Illuminati that y'all don't know about. That's another story. Everything has a rabbit hole to it. I've researched it all. Well, General Douglas MacArthur confirms in his diary, quote, the possibility of Red China's entry in the Korean War had existed ever since the order from Washington issued to the 7th Fleet in June to neutralize Formosa, that means to block Formosa, block Taiwan, quote, which in effect protected the Red China mainland from attack by Chiang Kai-shek forces of 500,000 men, unquote. Chiang Kai-shek was of the free Chinese, the non-communist Chinese, had 500,000 men, and boy, they wanted to go over there and kick some kind of butt, and they would have. And North Korea, South Korea wouldn't be North and South Korea, it'd be Korea, it'd be free, totally. And China would be free, totally. But the Vatican made sure it didn't happen by ordering the puppets of the U.S. military, secret societies, to make sure the communists stayed in power. And General Patton knew about the commies. He said, let's not stop, let's keep going. I think General Patton, cousin of General Puller, that's right, knew what was going on. That's why they assassinated General Patton. They didn't want to defeat. That's why he was killed. They did not want to defeat the communists. They wanted them to win. They wanted them to remain in power to carry us through that fake Cold War in 1960s, 70s, 80s, when Reagan lied again and said, Gorbachev, tear down that wall. Well, they never did. Reagan lied like all the rest of them. Because they're all Knights of Malta. They are secret society members. Members of Bohemian Grove. You got pictures with Nixon and his cousin Reagan. That's correct. At Bohemian Grove. They're Satanists. Freemasons. At the highest level. Family, this is what's really going on. Y'all got to wake up. Doggone it. Look up, get the book, The Untold Story of Douglas MacArthur. You'll find these quotes. Wonder if General Patton ever found out when he got out that we caused the Frozen Chosen to take place. We supported the Red Chinese. And it's not a surprise then that Billy Bob Clinton and Jimmy Carter also worked with the Chinese from 1970s to 1990s, to make sure that they got a foothold in Mexico after 1970s, to make sure they had a foothold in Long Beach Naval Base in 1991-93, to make sure they could bring in military equipment and Chinese military personnel into America to set up to take over America. Look up China Gate and know that they own 30% or more of our debt and know that Chinese today, right now, has 288 foreign trade zones that are sovereign Chinese territory in America. And Jimmy Carter knew it was happening. He's helping them set up. Jimmy Carter is a Luciferian, evil to the core, always has been, like all the rest of them. And Luciferian. So is Clinton. All of them. Every one of them. So it's really kind of Can I use the word asinine? When I read articles like, for example, where is it? Article about the Chinese and hinting at the Chinese or in America's going to the Third World War. Oh, yeah. Here's an act of war in America. Mexico and Guatemala sign agreement to fast-track the invasion of U.S. They're talking about the North American Union. Costa Rica approved a trade agreement with Mexico. Isn't that sweet? Uh-huh. No. They're looking at the North American Union. That's why they brought in the Chinese to take over since 1970s. Build bases in Mexico. Oh, here it is. The article name is Can China Defeat America in Battle? Why ask that question here when they allow China to take over 288 foreign trade zones in America? At the same time, they're talking about Third World War? Would they not have the military to blockade their foreign trade zones, and then the State Department would order them out of the foreign trade zones? Would that not happen in real life? Yeah, well, how come Ron Paul's not jumping on that bandwagon? How come he's not raising Cain? What about these foreign trade zones in America? He's not saying a word because he's bought and paid for like all the other liars. He's a Rosicrucian. His wife is Eastern Star. Does that give you a hint now? Family, you're being played by all the political agendas. They are playing y'all, all of us, for fools. The synagogue of Satan or the secret societies? Can China defeat America in battle? July the 14th, 2014. At the same time, if you look it up, it used to be 257 foreign trade zones. They have one in Mount Airy, North Carolina, even. I found it. I see it. I went back at this. It's really nice, actually. It's an open industrial trade park that they own. Except the Americanos working there don't know that. They're trying to keep it secret. You know, as a matter of fact, I'm very vocal when I go out places. I don't really care. I don't worry about it. And so I was out one night last week. There's a little place downtown. It's kind of a winery kind of place or something or another. People go there, and I have a wine or two. Yes, I do. And sometimes I'll drink even tea and something to eat. But it's a kind of a local little spot. And I found this interesting because there's a bunch of folks outside yakking around. And I forgot how the conversation started. But I just said, I'm going to poke them a little bit. So somehow or another, I worked the conversation around a political way where I was able to infuse what I wanted to talk about. You can do that. I said, well, y'all know that there's 288 foreign trade zones. I went through the whole skinny. And a couple of the ones that were like newcomers from the town, said, he leaned over and said, who do you work for? They were real concerned about that. Family, they're doing this in all your cities throughout the United States. You see, and they're taking over, and they already have the military here of Russians, Chinese, Belgium, British, because they know Americans won't fire on American citizens, except for the ones that's paid to do it, and the Satanists, they will. The mercenaries they have, coming from Middle East, down South America, MS-13, crime gang is throughout the United States. They're waiting for that day to launch the attack. They're held back now for the time being. But the problem is, and my message to them, is you better watch your back because the ones you're working for, they are setting you up. They will be double-crossed. When they declare martial law, they're going to unleash the European, Chinese, and Russian militaries to take down the subversives, be heroes. And they're going to use him as cannon fodder, the street gangs, that they unleash when it comes, called chaos, helter skelter. They'll start killing them. Right now they're setting them up. You can do anything you want, blah, 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 so on and so on. But they're not telling them about deep underground military bases that have the military of different nations ready to come out to start the killing. They'll wait till they really cause havoc in the United States. They'll say, well, we can't declare martial law and help you until you turn your weapons in. Then we'll declare martial law. So you'll have Americans that are, you know, rah, 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 three-cornered hat and patriotic and all that sort of thing, will start turning each other in. They know that. And then it will fracture. The militia will turn on each other. And besides, have I not warned you all that there is 26 suicides per day of our veterans? 80% of them have not even seen combat. So what about post-traumatic stress and combat-related, and 80% of the ones committing suicide have not been to combat? There's a little something wrong there. It's technology and the psychotropic drugs, that fake ADHD lie that they've told about our children. That's baloney. I almost said something else, but this is to get the pills in your children. They're liars, man. These psychologists taking orders from the Illuminati, from the secret societies, are lying to you. Your child don't have no ADHD. Well, he does because he's all nervous. Yeah, because they've got the ELF towers. They got them all hyped up on sugar, on ELF transmission. And these kids are just being kids. Well, he's got a problem. He's got ADHD, and take these pills. Well, my kid's calmer now. Yeah, antidepressants kind of do that, you know. For goodness sakes. The psychologists are a bunch of whores. They're prostitutes. It don't matter if they come from Harvard, Princeton, Columbia, and all those are, by the way, members of Tavistock. So they're liars already. And they're cowards. Because they can't stand up for the truth. Jesus is going to take care of that. Even pray for them. Family, I'm dead serious about this. You know, the Vietnam War was planned to lose. Our troops fought bravely in Vietnam, thinking they're defeating communism and all that. No, it was never meant to be. They were never meant to win. In the Middle East, they're never meant to win. The SEALs doing their jobs for Americans and all this. They were never meant to win. The CIA would help Islamic fundamentalism. The CIA would give the plans to the enemy, because they have before. The CIA gave plans of a glycerol factory to Russia in 1966. So the Russians could make the glycerol, then pass it on to the VC that killed over 58,000 of our troops, 25,000, give or take, of the 58,000. Half of it was caused by IEDs. Booby traps. Booby traps, the detonator was glycerol. Glycerin. That came from Russia. Russia got it from the United States. Industrial secret society members that are CEOs. I got this documented. And to make sure it happened, the State Department, in 1966, issued a pamphlet to all the defense contractors, and the title of the pamphlet was called Private Boycotts versus the National Interest. You had some patriotic companies back then, because the cultural identity was set up by JFK as a real patriot, unlike all the rest of them. I must include three others. That period of time was Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and Bobby Kennedy. And they were all murdered by the Pentagon, by the Jesuits, by the secret societies. They were murdered because they went against what they're supposed to be told, what they were told to do, to set up for insurrection during 1960s. God works in strange ways, don't he? because it all fell apart in the 1960s. Had a planned dictatorship, 1943, 1942 in America by FDR. The military takeover was supposed to take place in 1932-33. It all failed. See, it's all in God's time. They're not realizing that yet. But this pamphlet was sent out to those companies that was going to boycott the Eastern Bloc countries of the Soviet Union for engaging in peaceful trade with the VC, with the Eastern European countries. And by virtue of, because the Eastern European countries were in league with the VC, communism, Viet Cong, etc. And they were helping the VC with their equipment, their transportation systems, etc. Well, what they didn't say was all that was coming from America through a third party. Same thing as our IG Farben chemical cartel in 1928 funded Adolf Hitler. Well, Wall Street funded IG Farben. Wall Street funded the Bolsheviks. IG Farben, funded by Wall Street. Wall Street worked for the Vatican. Now you got it? Well, Anthony Sutton said, and I quote, "The guns, the ammunition, the weapons, the transportation systems that killed Americans in Vietnam came from American subsidized economy of the Soviet Union," unquote. Quote, again, well, actually, in Korea, the Soviet Union served as a conduit for American businessmen to profit. And far back that goes? Well, World War I, the Rockefellers made over, how much was that? World War I. We'll make sure before I say anything. Oh, here it is. $200 million Rockefellers made in World War I. Now, this is not just America. This is Europe, too. It's not just like Americans are bad. No, it's not America's bad. We're fooled. Always have been. Our military, I shan't to think what onto memorial, onto cemetery. But still in Europe as well. Colin Simpson, the historian, wrote, and I quote, "Cunard Shipping Lines, owner of the Lusitania, turned the ship over to the British First Lord of the Admiralty, Winston Churchill. The ship was sent to New York City, where it was loaded with 6 million rounds of ammunition, bought and paid for by J.P. Morgan and Company. And before it set sail for England, the German government warned Secretary of State William Jennings Bryan and President Woodrow Wilson that would be sunk and innocent passengers killed. Wilson and Bryan did nothing. As the ship entered the English Channel on May the 7th, 1915, Churchill ordered the single British escort ship to abandon the Lusitania. Now a set and duck, it was sunk by 3 German U-boats, and 1,201 innocent lives were lost. One well-known author of a book on the Lusitania called it, and I quote the quote, the foulest act of willful murder ever committed on the seas, Colin Simpson. You see, Winston C. Churchill was a member of the Knights of Malta. Winston Churchill was second cousin to Queen Elizabeth II. They were second cousins through Rothschild, who was German. Bauer changed the name to Rothschild, give it a Jewish flavor. Oh, I'm not done. Churchill, Queen Elizabeth II, Adolf Hitler, and Stalin were all second cousins. The same bloody family bloodline. The Merovingian bloodline. Merovingian. These rascals believe they are the offspring of Jesus and Mary Magdalene. Jesus is not the Jesus of the Bible, but Sanand Emmanuel, the one called Yeshua. He's coming. He's a fraud, a fake. The real Jesus of Nazareth is coming at Armageddon. All this is connected together. But this liar and this murderer, Churchill, second cousins to all these world leaders. Queen Elizabeth II married her second cousin, Prince Philip. They keep it all in first and second cousins. And all those cousins below, like sixth, seventh, eighth cousin, they're given little penny-ante jobs like prime ministers, president of the United States Incorporated. You heard me right. You know, leaders of Israel. Yeah, you know, Israel, British Israel is a colony of England. And Australia. Little positions like that, prime minister and so forth, because that's a colony of England too. Canada as well, and America is a colony of England today. That's a fact. Your Harvard professor, that's a history teacher, is a liar. Absolute, total liar. We are a colony of England today, and we have been since 1783, at the Paris Peace Treaty, which made King George III Prince of the United States of America Incorporated. We've been lied to, family. That's okay. We move on. You see? Now, the problem here is this. They're telling you all this stuff now. They're telling you about, we're not sovereign anymore, we're a colony of England, just like I'm telling you. But let me tell you why they're doing it. They're telling you to reduce us to, so we'll lose our pride in our country. Sovereignty will be eliminated. I can't believe we're just a colony. They lied to us. That's what they want. Because see what they're going to do when we lose that sovereignty? We lose that pride. We lose all the patriotism and all that sort of thing, which they plant, just like I told you. And that quote that Brock Chisholm said, that's their goal, is you will accept then, when it happens in the future, the North American Union as part of the New World Order for peace. That's why they're doing it. When all countries in the world acknowledge that their governments are rotten, worthless governments, then they're going to accept the alternative. World order under the banner of peace. And that would be the biggest lie ever. Whoever the leader is, it doesn't make a difference who it is, will be evil pretending to be good. That brings me to a point. I had an epiphany this morning. I now see where it's headed. We're all going back and forth on the internet and the Facebook, and the preachers are out there, and the preachers that's preaching venom, and the ones that's trying to do their prophecy. The Lord told me last night that, and all this stuff they're coming up with. Family, the prophecy has been written and it's done. The prophecy has been completed and it's in the King James Bible. Although the events are yet to happen, we're not in the first seal yet, even. But the prophecy has been written, and there's no changes to it. There's no additions to it. And any preacher worth his salt will tell you that, because Revelation 22, 18, 19. And the others that say, well, the Lord told me differently. Man, I'd be leaving that church. I'd just get up right in the middle of his speech and leave it. Show him respect? No way. Up, I'm out and gone. Well, we're spending our, and I caught this morning, it just dawned on me this morning, we're spending all our time, and I'm guilty of it as anybody, of trying to say, figure out who the Antichrist is. Right? So you got, look it up right now, you look up as we speak, the 46 prophecies of the Antichrist he must fulfill. I use that quite a bit to show you. So Obama is the Antichrist. Says who? Prince William is the Antichrist. Prince Harry or whatever the Antichrist. They got Raj Patel. Everybody's got an Antichrist going around somewhere. And the false prophet, the Pope. False prophet, Lickety Split, Sanand Emmanuel, whoever. Family, that's distraction. All that's distraction. Who cares who the Antichrist is? When he comes up, you're going to know it. Whether it's a fake Antichrist or a real Antichrist. Don't matter. Who it is, it doesn't matter. Let me tell you why. Because whenever this leader appears, you know he's going to be false, no matter how good a person he might be or how much he stops the pollution of the air or stops the wars and stops the chemtrails and all this stuff he does. And everybody's hooray, hooray, and whatever, you know he's definitely false. Because you see, the only good one, the only one you can depend on is literally Jesus Christ of Nazareth that comes at Armageddon. Now, family, let me tell you something. At Armageddon, there'll be no mistake. Because there'll be the seven seals, and the second seal is World War III, and 3/4 of the world population will be wiped out. There'll be no mistaking. And then that's only the first 3.5 years. Worldwide famine. It's not just famine in Africa, famine in India. That's not the tribulations. God's not going to let us skate. It's not going to happen, or Sweden, or London, or it's not going to skate. There's going to be famine worldwide. Worldwide judgment at the same time. We have a Luciferian government. Europe has a Luciferian government. Sweden, Africa, all of them have Luciferian governments. That's a fact. Elizabeth II, one of the worst ones there is. The Pope, oh, la la la. And our presidents, every one of them except for Andrew Jackson, Lincoln, JFK, and McKinley. And they all four had something in common. So, whoever it is, doesn't matter. I'm not going to waste my time trying to guess who it is anymore, because whoever it is, you know it's going to be evil. Doesn't matter how good he is, because he's going to turn evil. Whether it's a real one or a fake one, doesn't matter. When those seven seals are broken, the seven trumpets sound, 7 years are passed by, then comes the real Jesus Christ at Armageddon, the real Armageddon. Not the one where they're saying like China and Russia is coming as Armageddon and we're going to war with China this Armageddon. No, it's not. Not even remotely possible. So they can call whoever, they can say Elmer Fudd come out of retirement to be the Antichrist. Whatever. It don't matter who it is. It's when Jesus Christ comes back as the only one that's going to bring peace with a benevolent leader is Jesus after Armageddon. And that's 7 years after the Antichrist takes control, whoever it may be. Maybe it's Elmer Fudd, I don't know. Doesn't matter. You know the first one that comes to bring peace is going to be evil, no matter who it is. It don't matter. And the Jesus Christ you see in the photos, the movies, black velvet, whatever, is not Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The one we think at the Catholic Church, the one we think at the Baptist Church, the one you think when you go to Bible school and you go there and there's a picture of what we think Jesus is carrying a lamb, that's not Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the way, came from the Middle East, didn't have long hair, but hair like wool, and bronze dark skin. Not black, not Caucasian. The real one. The one on the cross that's your Savior. Has anybody ever considered the possibility that he might look like he's from the Middle East? You know? What a concept that is, huh? A comely looking man. But tough as nails. And the only one that's your Savior. Nobody else. And when he comes back supernaturally, all he's going to do is a command, and 200 million transhumanized supernatural soldiers are going to kill themselves. That'll be Armageddon. There'll be no saints in the, 10,000 saints slinging swords like on Battlestar Galactica or whatever. There'll be no space war out there. No supernatural whiz-bang UFOs. What you see there is going to be holographic imagery. Oh, that's coming. Oh, disclosure. I'll talk about that this week. This alien lie that they're coming up with. I'll talk about that this week. Because I think that's coming fairly soon. But this so-called So you see what they're doing. They're trying to get you to think, well, Obama's the Antichrist. Let's say he is. Let's say that something happens. Did you all see the other day, those that's doing the research, those of you that's not, you probably aren't listening anyway, but those that have, you saw a photo everywhere on the internet and on the news and so forth, where Obama was shaking hands with a crowd of people. Where was it? Was Colorado? I think it was Colorado. And there was a weirdo there with a horse's head, like Halloween. And then it shows the picture of Obama's kind of jumping back and shaking his hand. And he's there in the front line, and he's got a horse's head on. I mean, that's almost silly, isn't it? Well, you have Secret Service members around the president. You got a man there with a horse's head. His face is covered. Family, that was a setup shot. The horse's head is the cult Masonic symbol. That was meant to be put out to the public. That was meant to be taken and shown to the YouTubers and the internet jockeys and so forth. If that was real and they wasn't a setup, the Secret Service would have been on his butt fast. It wouldn't be standing around just kind of relaxed. It'd been on his butt because they have Secret Service members that's in the crowd that bumps up against people to see if they find any weapons. And bump into people. They look. They know how to pick the angry eyes. They know how to pick profile. Those that's angry or getting ready to shoot or up to something, they can pick them out of the crowd. I think that some guy wearing a stupid horse's head as a mask with a snout and all that, that would kind of stick out in the public. It'd be attracting Secret Service agents like flies on a horse. Nobody touched him. He just reached out and shook the hand of the president. Found that was a message. Remember the horse's head was put in that mafia movie, The Godfather, that had a dead horse's head in it? It's an occult symbol. Okay, here's my point. What if, a big what if there's an assassination attempt or assassination of one of the three Obamas? There's three of them. What happens? Things would change, wouldn't it? If one of them happened to come alive, wouldn't it? They get shot and not die. Wouldn't that be an interesting set of circumstances? That would change the whole playing field, wouldn't it? There's three Obamas. There's a clone three. What if one of them's expendable, gets taken out, and all of a sudden he appears again as alive? Ooh, that really changed the playing field. Look it all up. Mm-hmm. So that horse's head guy, that was a setup for a photo shoot. And that horse's head, that's a cult symbol of some kind. I'm not going to go into that now. But family, they give you the truth before they do it. They send messages through commercials, TV, movies, books, ticker tape that goes all kinds of ways. They pass messages secretly in code throughout the world, and people don't have a clue when it happens. Just keep your eyes open for some funny stuff going on here. Well, so when I see articles like July the 14th, can China defeat American battle? So they're talking about a war. And yet we have foreign trade zones with Chinese sovereign territory throughout the United States. There's a little bit of disparity there. No one's saying a word about foreign trade zones. Not a word. And the ones that work in those places, within about a grid square of, it's all in residential areas, they have jobs there. And they're certainly not going to say anything because they're paid daggum good. You see the game they're playing here? Family, the enemy are secret societies in the government, in the United States, in Europe. That's the enemy. That's the synagogue of Satan. And they are an enemy in and of themselves, and they don't even know it yet. When I see these articles, it just drives me crazy. It does. It's like you think we're just stupid. They think we're dumb. You got the foreign trade zones, and here at the same time, they're talking about war with China. And we let them in since 1970s. Now, you remember I talked to y'all some long time ago, and July the 14th, here it is. Quote, microchip implants for medical purposes could be Trojan horse to expanded users and uses. For those who still think that microchip implants are something that will become commonplace or gain traction in perhaps many years to come, think again. People are now queuing up voluntarily to be injected with a microchip in their arm. ABC's News recently reported that the 5 million or so U.S. residents suffering from Alzheimer's are the current prime target for the microchips being implanted in the name of keeping Alzheimer's patients safe, as well as allowing quick and easy access to their identities, medical records, should they lose memory and become lost. I submit to you that these implants are starting to kill off all those older folks with Alzheimer's in these homes. They get them through the vaccines, the flu vaccines. Not only has aluminum salts, formaldehyde, clomicerol, all kinds of nasty stuff in those vaccines, but they got microchips in there as well. They identify the DNA code of the individual, don't matter where they are. They can infect their bodies. This is old, old technology. This is not new stuff at all. This is old. Quote, the process of microchip implants in humans seems to have been taking place quietly behind the scenes for quite a while now. This seems to be a well-calculated and subtle move to gradually desensitize a privacy-centered culture and society into accepting the perceived benefits of physical implants, which are packaged and marketed in such a way that privacy and other concerns are made to seem trivial, ridiculous, or foolish, unquote. Quote, the husband of a lady featured in ABC News video who had been microchipped because she had Alzheimer's, merely shrugged off privacy and monitoring concerns concerning the implant benefits of the overwhelming positive, and went on to take the microchip implant himself without hesitation, unquote. And, oh, wow. And also says, 2 years back, ABC News reported that 100 law enforcement officials in Mexico received implants in the name of providing secure and exclusive access to sensitive classified information to only authorized personnel. Family, they're going to have all kinds of lies, and those human implants will be used to take people out. Well, well, well. Twenty-six suicides per day. On my website, I have a study, part one, part two. I've had there for several years now. Of the 26 suicides I've proposed are being orchestrated, planned, and used to reduce the effectiveness of our military and possibility of militia. Well, as of July the 14th, this article says, and I quote, Inquista.com, which recently reported these developments, quote, suggests that microchip implants now seem to be the steadily gaining traction and acceptable perhaps because of the military is developing implantable chips to treat soldiers with post-traumatic stress, as reported in an early report by the Inquista. The separate report states that, quote, the United States military plans to treat and monitor psychiatric disorders such as depression, anxiety. Now listen to me carefully. Such as depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, with high-tech devices implanted in patients' brains. The five-year, $70 million program was launched by Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, according to Justice Sanchez, a program manager at DARPA. Simple versions of the future brain implants are already being used to help patients with Parkinson's disease. Do tell. Well, then my question is this. A little bit of connection going on here. Then riddle me this. Why do I have a study in my possession that was smuggled out of the Pentagon, federal government, that's a 92-page monograph, whose the title of it is Development and Legal Regulation of Coercive Behavior Modification Techniques with Offenders. Now, I've got a copy of it. And it was funded in and started the project in 1973. That was kind of a long time ago. And it was funded by the Department of Health, Education, Welfare Department. Now, this thesis in 1973 is that social or cultural or finally political rehabilitation begins inside the nervous system of the citizen. So a miniaturized radio transmitter implanted inside the brain or body can monitor and transmit the conversations, locations, and even the sexual response of the subject 24 hours a day. And this report does say and explains that sewed up inside the subject's body, along with a transponder, would be a radio controlled electrical shock device. This device could deliver punishment to the offender anywhere in the world. So then you ask yourself, who are the offenders here that they're studying or subjects? Well, the author of it was Professor Ralph K. Schwitzebel, S-C-H-W-I-T-Z-G-E-B-E-L, of Harvard University, no less. What a go, Harvard. Yeah, you're just our favorite college. The lackeys of Rockefeller. Owned, bought out, sold down the river. Same Harvard. Dwelled on homosexuals then as a study group. But later in this monograph of 92 pages, Dr. Ralph Schwitzebel talks about the offender's financial matters, disputes over financial obligations, and socially troublesome persons, militia, marchers, patriots, Christians, whoever. Now, this paper, actually in 1973, and the study that went forth, predicted then in 73, micro-miniaturization. And what it would do would permit almost near permanent intracranial stimulation. And now, it's this new program in 1973. It related to civil rather than criminal situations. They were assured at that time that the cruel and unusual punishment, that clause of the Eighth Amendment of the fake Constitution, would not present them any serious obstacle to implement this plan. And you know, a National Security Agency computer specialist at that time, he proposed attaching miniaturized electronic tracking devices to 20 million Americans. And the transponder would transmit the wearer's location, militia, by radio to a computer and could be used for arrests following riots or confrontations or for monitoring aliens, that's other countries, by the way, not space aliens, and political subgroups. Tea Party come to mind? Wall Street come to mind? Occupy Wall Street? Marches come to mind? Veterans has ticked off and being led by these so-called Patriot former lieutenant colonels and colonels, like General Boykin or Potter, all the rest of them. So you get your faces on the camera, put you in a database, they got your DNA. And even Swissabel proposed shifting money away from a small portion to the defense budget right away. Now, that was 1973, 38 plus years ago. Family, today, they don't implant it. Right now, as I'm speaking, put that little window and put in the search bar, smart dust. Put in the search bar, microchips and vaccines. When it goes in your bloodstream, or you breathe it in through your nose, it goes directly to the brain, to the blood circulatory system. Family, they don't have to implant it. It's already there. You understand where I'm going with this? When they have the microchip, they put it on a tattoo that we attach to your skin. Why? Even your child can have one, you know. A little tattoo of Batman or Superman or Spider-Man. And the tattoo is a digital chip. Don't have to implant it with that doggone needle. Called digital microchip. Just attached to your skin, ain't coming off though. Well, the only way around this is supernaturally, literally, by prayer and fasting. There is no other way. That's what they don't want you to know, because that is the way to deal with this situation. Many biblical scholars are see the desensitization of chipping as just one more reason the world population would embrace the potential chip technology known as the mark of the beast in Revelation 13. Revelation 13, 16 to 18 says, and I quote, "He causes all, both great, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. Revelation 13, 16 to 18. Now, the Seventh-day Adventists are horribly mistaken when they say that the mark of the beast is Sunday worship. That's not what it says. And the Catholic Church is wrong too. Family, they're all wrong. Because they all work together with the Illuminati. So they're making you think in this July 14th article that they're just now getting started with it. Family, I got the evidence. I've got the darn report in my possession. That goes back to 1973. And actually, I recently, in the past 6 months, I consider that recent, discovered that this microchipping and so forth and goes back to the 1960s. Goes back further than 1973. The ones with Alzheimer's, the microchips, they're being targeted and they're taking them out. They want them dead. Then they're going to target your children next. Child Euthanasia Act. It's going to be passed up in Oregon, where children under the age of 18 can commit euthanasia because they're tired of living. They can do it legally. And you can't stop them. Now, I personally have a problem with that. But I'm not up in Oregon. General Boykin is going up there, but he's part of the Knights of Malta, and I imagine he's trying to get that thing passed through, too. Watch that boy. Him and Rick Joyner, the whole doggone lot of them. Because the Knights of Malta, members of the Council of Foreign Relations. That in itself is all you need to know, that they are the enemy. And liars about being patriots? Absolutely not. Same thing with Wesley Clark. None of them are. Not a doggone one. In England, it's not just America. July the 14th, 2014, article, quote, ultimate Big Brother law, Scottish plans, appoints government officials to oversee the life of each newborn. Well, blimey. How about that? A Christian organization in the United Kingdom on Wednesday launched this legal challenge to the ultimate Big Brother law, a Scottish plan that appoints government official to oversee the life of each newborn. It's not just America. America. It's also in Edinburgh. It's also in Europe. They're coming after your children. They're showing how the schools and the teachers having sexual affairs with their 18-year-olds, 17-year-olds. They're showing you how your children are not safe in school. I don't know if the teachers are being led to do this. I don't know if they've been hypnotized. I don't know if they're playing this game or whatever, but they want it done. They want it reported, and they want you all to see it. Oh, this is recent. There's a teacher recently had an affair with two 18-year-olds, and she's fired and all this and all that, but they want you to see it. It's rampant. Rampant. We got to protect our children. Yeah. International rights of child. We got to have that. Yeah. No. I've already talked about that before. Oh, but I've also brought connections. And right here is slam dunk, man. It talks about here, this guy named Thomas, reported discovering the reaches of the law tentacles when her son was told to fill out a creepy and weird survey at school. She discovered questions were about things like his perceptions of our family income, the seriousness of our family arguments, and whether he sometimes felt like he just couldn't go on, which effectively a suicide question. Family, this is July the 14th this article came out. I'm trying to warn people, man. I'm trying to warn people what they're coming up with. You're sneaking up on you in Oregon. How come Ron Paul's not jumping on that? Coward. Well, in any case, I kept reading this article. And I come across the slam dunk. WND, WorldNet Daily, has reported the idea for a government watchdog for each child comes from the philosophy of the United Nations. Quote, this law shows a natural progression for a country that has ratified the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child and attempts to live up to its treaty provisions, said Michael Donnelly, the Director of International Relations of the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. Now, you Secret Society members, they're coming after your children, too. When they tell you you're going to be the leaders of the next New World Order, they're lying to you because I have it documented. They're going to kill you. They're going to start the execution of all Freemasons who know too much. It will happen. They're just not telling you that right now. I'm telling you right now. Did you know that the threat to the American family looms within the walls of the United Nations? Were you aware of that? Did you know that on November the 20th, 1989, the United Nations General Assembly did approve United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child? And the 20th nation ratified that horrific, awful, terrible, lying treaty on September the 2nd, 1990. Which means the treaty is now in force. So the United States did not sign the convention then, but there had been pressure from Hillary Bob Clinton and others to ratify this international nightmare. And the treaty that's sneaking around in your government, they're trying to convince you to get your congressman to sign it, that treaty gives further ownership of all children to the state and the United Nations, undermines the authority of the parents to raise their children, replace it with a panel of UN experts, and gives children the right to disobey their parents under penalty of law. That's what the securities in your schools are for. So you can't pull them out. Even in England, they ain't gonna let you pull your kids out of school. You go there, they're going to arrest you. And there's not a darn thing you can do about it. You start citing off the, well, I'm the Constitution and I'm a member of this state and all. Man, this is going to put your butt away. And there's not a darn thing you can do. And you ain't going home to cook supper for your husband. And the husband, you ain't going to be home for your wife because you're going to be in jail. Should that treaty be ratified by the Senate, your rights as a parent will be transferred to the federal government, which is controlled by the United Nations. And the monarchy, and the Vatican, and the Illuminati. It'll establish new bureaucracies to investigate and prosecute you if you violate your children's rights as defined by the convention. And that's what the police and security are there for, the schools that you don't know they're there for. You think they're there to protect your kids from shooters? Mm-mm. They're there to protect the school from the parents that want to take their kids out. And stop maybe the vaccines they're going to give them. I've talked about this before in my archives and my website, watchmanforjesus.com. I've talked about the International Rights of the Child. Matter of fact, I talked about it for a whole week. Tons of evidence I've given out. I've located, you can look it up yourself, about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 primary articles that takes your kids away from you. You don't believe me? There's a globalist publication. It's called This World, is the title of it. And it was praised the UN Convention in the winter of 1984. And the title of the article was What's Wrong with Children's Rights? I'm going to give an excerpt of it. Y'all, quote, the traditional family structure imposes upon children attitudes of restraint, deference, obedience, and shame. It breaks their will, represses their sexuality, turning them into artificial, authoritarian, sex-negating, compulsive, competitive, and manipulative human beings, unquote. Jan Blitz. That goes exactly with Rock Chisholm. What he said has all set up. And I just feel like I'm preaching to the darn wind as I'm facing it. Sometimes I wonder if I'm doing anything at all that means anything to talk about this. I just wonder about that sometimes. Makes me madder than fire sometimes, I tell you. People rather watch TV. Watch that stupid golf garbage. Watch cars go around in circles 500 miles. Then you have a winner, and what do? You go home. What do? Wait for the next race. What do you watch? Cars go around in circles. Maybe a wreck every now and then. Whoopee. In the meantime, they're setting up Oregon to take your child away and allow your disabled child to commit suicide. If you try to stop them, they will put you in jail. Belgium's already passed it. It's sneaking up on you. It's going to hit you like a rock, square in the eyeballs. How come the churches aren't getting together? How come the so-called Tea Party is not talking about this? How come people aren't doing something about this? because they don't even know, don't won't even want to know. Now, there's people out there that do, and they want to come out of the woodwork when God allows it. But I'm trying to warn people now to connect those dots. But in this article, like I've been trying for talking about for the past 4 years at least, July the 14th, this is Scotland. This is Europe. It's not just America. And they put the magic word, Convention on Rights of the Child. I've been warning about this for years now. You think it's only in America? July the 11th, that's 3 days ago, whatever. Quote, outrage as Australian, that's a colony of England, by the way. Outrage as Australian judge says incest, pedophilia, may be accepted by society. Unquote. Whoopee. There you go, sneaking up on you. Australian judge has incurred the wrath of child protection and gay rights advocates. There you go. It's called the dialectic. International Rights of the Child, Australia is coming your way. They need the dialectic. The judge is providing that thesis. The antithesis is International Rights of the Child. The synthesis is you'll accept it. And then they'll get your children too, Australia. So go around and mess with the kangaroos all you want. When they come to get your children, well, I'll kick their butt to come to my place. Yeah. No, they will blow you away. Not even wink. Now's when you start. Get closer to God through Jesus Christ. You need the supernatural power going on. I will quote the article. It says, and I do quote, an Australian judge has incurred the wrath of child protection and gay rights advocates after stating that incest and pedophilia may no longer be considered taboo, just as gay relationships are now more accepted than they were in 1950s and 60s. In bold print, quote, District Court Judge Gary Nielsen, N-E-I-L-S-O-N, was recorded as saying that sexual contact between adults and children or siblings may no longer be regarded by society as unnatural or taboo. Just as same-sex relationships was once considered socially unacceptable, quote, a jury might find nothing untoward in the advance of a brother toward his sister once he had sexually matured and sexual relationships with other men was now available and having a sexual partner, he said, as quoted by Australia's Fairfax Media, unquote. The quote. Incest. Quote, Nelson, but even that falls away to an extent because there is such ease of contraception and ready access to abortion, he said, unquote. Family, the reason that the assault of children that goes to the satanic realm. The same thing for Scottish Rite Freemasons, called the Royal Secret. The Pentagon, Russian researchers, highest level, by sodomizing a young boy or female child, rape or murder, opens up portals of demonic possession, allowing them to receive a demonic entity that gives them special abilities and so forth, but not them. This is the big picture in short detail I've just given you. And then the mocking of God by the possession. By doing these things, it causes possession of the individual. It is supernatural. It is alchemy. It's physics. It's biology. And it's happening. I don't have time to go into all the details of what I've just told you. Some of you listen to me the first time, you'll say, oh my gosh, this guy's crazy. But I got the evidence. Now, and then the Freemasonry at the highest level is called the Royal Secret. They don't tell you. I know quite a few people. Some people passed that on to me. I've studied it also. But you see, the secrets of the Freemasons are being let out anyway. Because they're going to put up the Freemasons on the chopping block. They won't need you anymore once they have total control. Now watch this. July the 14th. Talking about Big Brother Law, Scottish plan appoints government officials to oversee the life of each newborn. And so, that's the part there. And then, as the Australian judge says, incest, pedophilia may be accepted by society. Don't you think they need international rights of child? That's what they want you to see. Well, we're not done. Now, I brought back an article I had, dated September the 12th, 2013, when Richard Dawkins said, and I quote, "There's nothing wrong with a little mild pedophilia," unquote. Richard Dawkins. I'm not done. I had another article I resurrected, the 5th of July, 2014. Pedophilia is natural, normal for males. How some university academics make the case for pedophiles at summer conferences. At the report into Jimmy Savelli and the conviction of Ralph Harris, Britain has gone into a convulsion of anxiety about child abuse in the 80s photo. Rex. Pedophilic interest is natural, normal for human males, said the presentation. At least a sizable minority of normal males would like to have sex with children. Whew. Normal males are aroused by children. The statement that pedophilia is natural and normal was made not 3 decades ago, but last July. It was made not in private, but as one of the central claims of an academic presentation delivered at the invitation of the organizers to many of the key experts in the field at a conference held by the University of Cambridge. Unquote. And other presentations included Liberating the Pedophile, a discursive analysis and danger and difference to the stakes of hebephilia. You know what hebephilia is? They even have a name for it. I can't say it on the air. Hebephilia is a sexual preference for children in early puberty, typically 11 to 14 years old. Is it all supernatural? It's all evil? And we're talking about Tom O'Carroll, Jimmy Savelli. These are all famous people. The conviction of Rolf Harris. Report into Jimmy Savelli and claims of an establishment cover-up to protect sex-offending minister in Margaret Thatcher's cabinet. Now you know what the Knights of Malta do and witchcraft in your cabinet up there in England. In America, in China, in Russia, in the Middle East, Scandinavia, every doggone one of them, and inclusive of your Hollywood. Your Bohemian Grove, your former presidents, are a big part of this. Wiesock Festival, Bohemian Grove, they're all part of this at the highest level of government. CIA especially. We're coming down to another 15 minutes of the show, my program. I have an article here, January 13th, 2013. Looky here. Jimmy Savelli, S-A-V-I-L-E, the one that we're talking about this, was part of Satanic Ring. Imagine that. Jimmy Savelli beat, raped a 12-year-old girl during a secret satanic ritual in the hospital. He also chanted Hail Satan in Latin. See, Latin is the language of Satan. The Satanist, witchcraft, they use Latin. Latin is the language of Satan, of the occult. Hebrew, the real Hebrew, not the fake Hebrew or Jewish language they have in Israel today. Not that, that's fake. That's gibberish, Yiddish, whatever it is. The real Hebrew is going to come back. That's God's language, Hebrew. When the Hebrews failed to carry forth God's word, his gospel, it was taken away from the Hebrews, taken away from the Jews, and given unto the Gentiles. If, hypothetically, the Hebrews of Jacob, the 12 tribes, had continued on and been obedient to God to bring forth to the world God's holy word, the primary language, the world language, would have been Hebrew. But it didn't happen that way. So God brought it to the Greeks. The Greeks, it transferred to King James as English. And it's no surprise then, now you know, why English is a universal language. God made it so. I know for a fact, I work for the OSCE, Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, as a security manager for 5 years in Kosovo. I was there. That was my home. I didn't even have a home in America. I had a passport, but no home. I lived over there. I worked over there with the Albanians and Serbs. I was a security manager, a director in the eastern region of Kosovo. 1999 to 2004. I know for a fact that in both the OSCE and the United Nations, to hire from any country in the world, don't matter, an employee to work for the UN or OSCE, you had to be able to speak fluent English. That was the universal language. That was the language you had to speak, or you could not get a job with UN or OSCE. So in Greek, the name for Jesus is Iesus, I-E-S-U-S. Then it passed on to the Gentiles in English, universal language. His name is Jesus, not Yeshua. Now you see what I'm talking about. The Bible's not written in Hebrew. I don't have to learn Hebrew, preacher, priest, rabbi. I don't have to learn Hebrew. Neither does 7 billion people. You don't have to learn Hebrew to get God's word. You don't have to learn Hebrew, Greek, Latin to get God's word. There are no originals. Those Harvard professors is passing on that lie. Send them my way. I'm tired of these lying professors. I'm tired of these lying, low-crawling Calvinists. It's not right what you're doing. You're lying to people. It's not right. Not going to last much longer. But right now, you're deceiving people. The King James Bible collected 5,000 documents, manuscripts, scrolls, together in 1604, finally brought together when God was ready for it to be brought together, authorized by King James, who was never a pedophile, he was never homosexual, and he darn sure wasn't a Freemason. As a matter of fact, the Catholic Church, the Vatican, the murdering Jesuits, they tried to kill King James in the gunpowder plot. Look it up. Guy Fawkes. They stopped it. And God's amazing, isn't he? They brought you the King James Bible. That's the true word of God. There is no other. No Jerusalem Bible, no Jewish Bible, no NIV, that garbage. No New American Standard or New King James Bible. None of that garbage. Family, it's garbage. If I give you a whole pot of coffee, for example, good coffee, ground up, Colombian. Woo, we love it. Yep. I said, now hold on a minute. I'm going to get a little thimble full of kerosene just to give it a kick, you know. and pour it in there, that ruins the whole pot. Same thing with corrupted, missing verses in the NIV, New American Standard Bible, New King James Bible, ESV, New Living Bible, all of them other than the King James. The missing verses is a thimble full of kerosene in the pot. Because that's what you're trying to hide is the truth. I'm going to tell you another secret, little trick they pull. You've got those like Stephen Anderson. You've got Westboro Baptist Church. For example, this one named Anderson, he says gays should be killed or hated. He hated Obama and all this. Speaking venom and hate. You got Westboro Baptist Church that boycotts, you know, our soldiers' funerals and all this. You know that's unacceptable, right? But they're called Westboro Baptist, the family, Westboro Baptist Church has linked up to Christian identity. It's linked up to the racist agenda. It's linked up to a cult. It's a cult group is what it is. You're Stephen Anderson. See, what they do is they come up with all this ridiculous way extreme gays should be killed or so forth. And then when you preach the truth about the name of Jesus, not Yeshua, or you preach the truth about homosexuality is a sin in the Bible, you're associated with the activities of these other extremists. And they're extremists because they're designed and trained that way to provide that dialectic. They work for the globalists, pretending to be Christian. That's how they do it. And they know what they're doing. So they brainwash their parishioners horribly. It's called the dialectic. Well, it's evil how they do this. Pure evil. So you're guilty by association by saying you love God and Jesus Christ. Oh, you're one of those guys, Stephen Anderson. You're one of those guys, Westboro Baptist Church. Oh, you're. See, that's how they do it. Same with controlled opposition. When you say the same things about the conspiracy theory, then you're linked up to all these weirdos that start yelling and screaming on the radio, hollering and punching things and all that. You're associated with that. That's called the dialectic. It's done by the example. It's done by technology. It's done by on purpose. Family, don't fall for it. Well, man, I didn't even get off the internet here. Already, I'm on the air, and right here is already here's something. Virginia dad claims African land to make daughter seven a princess. And so he's got his... Oh, man, these people are working overtime. He claims the African land makes her a princess of African land. In Egypt, something. I know. Good gosh almighty. I wonder how much the secret society has paid these people. Father makes daughter dream come true, buys her a kingdom. Okay. Yeah, you got the point now here, what's going on? All these things. So I read it on the internet. It's passed on. It starts brainwashing. Because you'll find this article spread throughout the United States. That's how they do it. They make them what you call viral or whatever. So everybody sees them. And it's really kind of teaching. Brainwashing going on. Family, this is amazing. They really picked up the steam. Let me tell you what. And... Well, we got like 10 minutes to go. I can't wait till tomorrow. Tonight, I got 9 to 11 on Revelation Radio Network. Come to my broadcast on my website. You can hear it better. It's on Blog Talk Radio, Revelation Radio Network, Watching for Jesus. And I'm going to decide here tonight and this week whether or not I continue on with Revelation Radio Network because... You know, it's kind of late at night. The attendees for the chat is falling behind. You know, and so I may just go to my own broadcast like 8 to 10 or something like that, 7 to 9. No, it'd be 8 to 10. Or 7:30 to 9, as I normally do on Tuesdays to Friday, and lean more toward the biblical side at nighttime late, and my regular broadcast 4 to 6. So it'd just be a matter of me just continue my broadcast on my own on Monday nights. So I will be there 9 to 11, and you can hear it on just like you are now, but on my website. So if you're on TalkStream Live, and all you've done is click that little bar to the right of my picture there, and you've got the media player, but you're not on my website, you'll have to go to my website to hear me continue. So in other words, let's say at TalkStream Live, they're talking, you know, 5:57, almost 3 minutes to 6, and you're listening to the green bar side of it, you'll shut down. Then you'd have to go to my website, and I'll still be talking. See, there's two ways of hearing it. The green bar through media shout player or whatever, and then my website, I'm talking 24/7. So, for example, if I go on broadcast from 4 to 6, I've got a 24-hour loop of archives going on all the time. At 4 o'clock, I cut in on it live, and I'm over at 6. And the same thing at nighttime, 7:30 to 9. You've got the 24-hour loop, whatever is playing. 7:30, I come in on it live, and then off at 9 o'clock. So anyway, so tonight, 9 to 11, I will be either on Blog Talk Radio, Revelation Radio Network on Blog Talk Radio, and I'll also simultaneously be on my website, that I'll be simulcasting it. Really, what it is me doing it still like this. But I'll also be in two different networks, mine and theirs. So I'm trying to decide whether to continue with Revelation Radio because the numbers has fallen back at the chat and so forth. Well, family, we're coming to the end of the program here. I will continue this tomorrow. I'll let God guide me. Tonight, 9 to 11, I'll still be on again. 9 o'clock tonight, Eastern Standard Time. Come to my website. It'd be the best place to hear it instead of Blog Talk. Blog Talk. Now, they got chat at Blog Talk. I don't have. And sometimes I can't even get on the chat for some reason. But nevertheless. Then Tuesday through Friday, still 4 to 6, like today. And then at nighttime, 7:30 to 9, is my Bible study. You say, well, Tom, you talk about religious things in the daytime, too. Yeah. Because it's all connected. That's why it's impossible. You can't just talk about economics. Here it is. Here's politics. Here it is. No, it's all connected to this agenda and this conspiracy. It's all connected through the supernatural. And that's provable. It's evidentiary. You can't talk about them separately. They've got us where we separate church and state. Yeah, so you can't connect the dots. That's why. And that's sneaky, too. But you can't talk about one or the other. You got to talk about the whole thing because it's all connected. And they've sent out their minions to take down the King James Bible. Man, they're getting hit hard. Trying to discredit it and all so forth. They're coming at you hard. So they're up to something. There's Calvinists, Preterists, Jesuits, Freemasons, highest level. They're up to something. They're trying to win out here. Override the King James Bible. And it's massive. So, y'all be careful. We're at the end of the program today, and tomorrow I'm just going to hit the ground running. I'm not going to stop. And any comments, whatever, you can send me an email. Also, let y'all know we're played up at HighPortRadio.net. He simulcasts, or doesn't simulcast, but plays our Bible studies and broadcasts randomly on his station at HighPortRadio.net up in Pennsylvania, New York, and New Jersey. You can listen up there. John Kirkler. Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. My website, WatchmanForJesus.com, and my Facebook, Watchman for Jesus. So tomorrow, y'all come back. I'll just continue on with this. And today was kind of setting the groundwork for the rest of the week. And sometimes I have the same information, but what I do is put things in perspective, and I give you new stuff, new information every broadcast. And I keep track of it every day by the hour. These lying suckers, man. I'm just getting fed up with it. So I'm exposed as much as I can, because I've been working in the government, in the military, in the industrial area. I've worked all areas at some of the highest levels. I've resigned that lifestyle, and I now broadcast. And I do this for free. All my work is done for free. I do it because I want to do it. That's it. I have no agenda, no motivation other than helping Jesus, than working for Jesus Christ the way I see it. Just like everybody else that follows him. I'm no special one anyway at all. But it's my choice. That's it. It's what I choose to do. Family, y'all have a great night. And through the blood of Jesus, you win. You already won. But pray for those that are lost. And pray that you're protected and not be pulled off the track. We all can be demonized. We all can be taken off the track if you're not careful. You have faith and strength in the Lord. You got to hang in there. Because you see nothing yet. It's just now getting started. So Bible study, well, 9 o'clock to 11 is a broadcast tonight. And then Bible study tomorrow at 7:30 to 9. But my regular broadcast, 4 to 6 always, Monday through Friday. So y'all join in, and we'll see you all tonight, 9 o'clock. And if not, see y'all tomorrow at 4. Y'all have a great night. This is The Watchman, signing off.
Then he raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, the love was shining out from him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.